ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to, in general, it's related to one of the very important virtues within Islam, which is the virtue of knowledge. Of course, knowledge is not a final and essential virtue. Obviously, knowledge is a prelude to action and acting upon knowledge, which is essentially virtuous. But nevertheless, as a preliminary and a prelude to knowledge, as a prelude to action, knowledge is significant. And how can we have knowledge if nobody teaches us? So teaching others is also very virtuous. Today on The Key, the question we want to pose today is this: what are the blessings that result from teaching? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been passed down to us regarding this very significant topic. In the book Tanbih al-Khawatir, it has been related that God Most High revealed the following to the Prophet Moses, saying, O Moses, learn good and teach it to people, for verily I enlighten the graves of the teachers and the learners of good, so that they never feel afraid in their resting place. Right? So one of the blessings of teaching, one of the good results and consequences of teaching, is that it leads to the luminosity, enlightenment of the grave of the person who taught and the one who learned from the person. In a beautiful tradition narrated from the Prophet Jesus, may peace be upon him as well as our Prophet, it's been reported that he said, he who has knowledge acts upon what he knows and teaches it to others. This person is regarded as great in the greatest kingdom of heaven. This is a famous hadith. Du'iya fi malakuti samawati azima. In this hadith, it's been mentioned fi malakut al-a'zam azima. Right, so even though, unfortunately, today teaching is regarded as a very, significant profession. Even teachers are not paid a lot, but in the eyes of God, teaching is a very noble profession. And in the heavens, in the spiritual kingdom, these people are respected, by the angels and considered as very great individuals. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best form of charity is for a man to gain knowledge, and then teach it to his fellow brother." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Any man who has been granted knowledge by God, but who suppresses it, in spite of knowing it, will meet God, mighty and exalted, on the day of resurrection, bridled with a rain of fire." Right? So not only is teaching virtuous and, recommended, but suppressing knowledge and not teaching it is very bad and has been considered as a meriting punishment on the day of judgment. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said this: God does not obligate the ignorant to learn until he has obliged the knowledgeable to teach. So it's both ways, both on the part of the student and the teacher. Both of them have a duty. The teacher is responsible to instruct his student, and the student to learn from the teacher. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We're looking at the blessings and consequences of knowledge in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Oh.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.